Hi, I'm Dr. Mitch Gaynor. I'm a medical oncologist, president of Gaynor Integrative Oncology in New York City, and assistant clinical professor of medicine at Weill Cornell Medical College. I use the chants and musical compositions on this CD as part of my oncology practice on a regular basis. Seeing a cancer specialist for the first time, as you can easily imagine, is one of the most stressful experiences in someone's life. In new patient consultations at Gaynor Integrative Oncology, traditional modalities such as chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery are reviewed along with blood tests, scans, and nutritional components. I then work with patients with music therapy, similar to that on the CD you are about to hear. Almost always, patients tell me after a music therapy session, "Dr. Gaynor, this is the most relaxed and peaceful I have ever felt in my life." So, on the most stressful day of a patient's life, he very often experiences the greatest peace of his life as well. How is this possible? The answer is by combining sound, music, and chanting with a path of true self-discovery. As a cancer specialist who has made music an integral part of my practice, I have repeatedly used the power of sound and voice as an instrument to assist in the healing and transformation of many of my patients. In fact, as a physician, I can say that I have never discovered a more powerful healing modality than sound and music. On this recording, I offer you the sound healing practices that have benefited thousands of my patients over the last 15 years. Although these practices have helped many of my patients recover from life-threatening illnesses, they are also perfect for anyone who wishes to discover for themselves how sound healing can help them connect with their own natural source of health, well-being, and vitality. After regular listening to this audio program, you may find that you have greater focus, an enhanced capacity to remain tranquil in stressful circumstances, and you may even find that you have a more optimistic outlook in life. The intellectual and spiritual godfather of sound medicine was Pythagoras, the Greek philosopher and mathematician who lived from about 580 to 500 BCE. Pythagoras is credited as the first person to take an organized approach to music as a healing technique. One story has it that Pythagoras began his analytical consideration of music while listening to several blacksmiths at work. He noticed that some sequences of hammer blow sounds were more pleasing to the ear than others, which inspired him over time to create the musical scales. He also noticed that some simultaneous hammer blows sounded harmonious together, while others produced a jarring noise, which inspired him to develop altogether new theories of harmony based on experiments he conducted on the strings of his lyre. Although music has been used for thousands of years as a healing modality, it has become more and more common in recent years for medical practitioners to integrate healing music into their practices. Although clinical research has proven the healing power of sound, recent research into the therapeutic benefits of music and sound have demonstrated a benefit in wellness maintenance as well. Studies have shown decreased anxiety, pain, even sedative requirements when relaxing music was played during various medical procedures. The idea of music as a healing influence is as old as antiquity, when people used chanting and created music on instruments. The idea of utilizing music as a therapy became popular as musicians were invited to veterans' hospitals to play for soldiers suffering both physical and emotional trauma following World War II. The patients' positive responses to music led hospital personnel to have musicians play for patients. The first music therapy degree program was founded at Michigan State University in 1944. Music therapy is now considered useful in a wide range of clinical settings, with patients experiencing health problems as diverse as hypertension, cardiovascular disease, migraine headaches, and even cancer. Music has been used in hospitals for alleviating pain in conjunction with anesthesia and treating depression. Music promotes sleep and relaxation. In nursing homes, music has been found to help maintain patients' levels of physical, mental, and social functioning. And in wellness programs, music has been effective for stress reduction, either through just listening or via active music making, such as drumming and chanting. It is also used to support physical exercise and yoga practice. A study in the Journal of Music Therapy showed that in 20 patients with multiple sclerosis, there were significant improvements in self-esteem, depression, and anxiety in those patients given regular music therapy sessions. Music therapy has many physiologic effects, including decreases in stress hormones, heart rate, and blood pressure, and in inducing positive emotions via fostering alpha and theta waves in the brain, which are associated with relaxation. On this CD, you will hear a combination of healing and uplifting music, the sounds of Tibetan singing bowls and Vedic chants. The Tibetan singing bowls that you hear on this recording are composed of several different metals and are thought to have originated with the pre-Buddhist bone people of Tibet. The sound waves from these instruments have been found to entrain deeply, relaxing and healing alpha and theta waves in the brain. You will also hear the sounds of quartz crystal singing bowls. Quartz crystal singing bowls are composed of the same material found on computer microchips. Quartz crystal bowls, also known as carillons, are a type of crystal bowl found in the ancient Egyptian pyramids. The healing effects of quartz crystal bowls on this CD are enhanced by having metals such as gold and platinum added to the quartz crystals inside the bowls. The chants that you'll hear on this CD were taught to me by Sakti Narayani Amma, a living avatar or holy spiritual being who I have had the honor of meeting and studying with. These chants are from the Vedas, an ancient Sanskrit text which contains what many believe are the oldest scriptures in the world. One of the central themes of the Vedas is the connection of the individual to the universe. In fact, it is believed that this text was written by ancient sages who, while in states of deep meditation, experienced insights into the natural world by listening to nature. They described these natural laws and wrote them down as Vedic chants. As a text, the Vedas is considered to be amongst the most accessible works for exploring the access to inner peace of every individual. And because a significant part of the Vedas contains Sanskrit chants and hymns, it can be interpreted then as a sacred text which teaches through both verse and sound. In many cases, it is the disconnection from the natural world around us that leads to anxiety, stress, and illness. Listening to Vedic chanting connects us with the wisdom found in the natural world and the natural laws of the universe, leading us to a place of healing, inner peace, and harmony. Singing along, as I suggest you do while listening to this CD, offers an even deeper experience and is the clearest example of how music and sound can heal the mind, body, and spirit. At first, these chants may seem unfamiliar to you, but even if you do not understand the meaning of the Sanskrit chants, they still have great benefit, as these sounds create vibrations designed to create both inner and outer harmony. Sanskrit has been said to be the mother of all languages. The Sanskrit chants derive as much of their power from the sounds which compose them as from their philosophic meaning. These sacred sounds leave an impression on our mind, body, and spirit. The English lyrics, which you will hear on this CD, correspond to the meaning of the Sanskrit lyrics. You may thus use these songs either for meditation, inspiration, or mantra yoga, which is the repetition of sacred words and chants. Spiritual adepts from all the world's major religions have discovered the power and peace that comes from chanting. Practitioners of spiritual practices and religions from around the world have all explored the science of sound and the power of spoken word. As Sakyamuni has said, great sages converted the still music of the universe into the Vedas. Isaiah 55:3 says, "Hear and your soul shall live." Sufi master and Indian philosopher Hazrat Inayat Khan wrote, "Sound is the source of all manifestation. The knower of the mystery of sound knows the mystery of the whole universe." Thus, mantras exist in all religions and have the effect of purifying and calming the mind and body. Words such as Amen, Hallelujah, and Om are all mantras and have a resonant effect when we listen to or chant them. Understand that music and its lyrics, like mantras, carry an energy within them. The English lyrics, melodies, and Sanskrit mantras on this CD were born from the heart. Hearing these chants creates a corresponding vibration of both inner peace and internal harmony. This music, when heard with your spiritual heart, has these attributes as well. The musicians featured on this recording have spent many years creating and using sound and music as a healing modality. I thank each of them for the healing intention and the inspiration they have brought to this project. You can use this CD as part of your wellness program, yoga practice, or inner healing work. For each track, assume a comfortable position, either sitting or lying down in a quiet environment. Breathe in deeply to the count of four, then breathe out to a count of four. Continue to breathe slowly and deeply as you listen to the music. Just visualize, or if possible, go to one of your favorite places in nature. Select a place in which you feel relaxed and at peace. Look around you or just visualize all the colors, the light and shadows, and the pleasant sights. Listen to the music as you feel all your senses being awakened by the sounds and words. feel all the physical sensations, the temperature, the smells, your feeling of connection to the earth and all of nature. It is my hope that you will find this music a friend for when you are in need and an ally in discovering who you are and why you are here. Just as you cannot separate wetness from water or heat from fire, music, chant, and inner peace are also inseparable. No will or force is required. Simply listen and allow this journey to begin.